bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Let's move on to the prayer point. Lord, thank you for this new dawn and grace of life. Abba, thank you for forgiveness of sin and your bloodshed for my salvation. Lord, thank you for your grace that is forever sufficient for me. Father, thank you for your word that directs my path daily. Abba, increase in me the zeal to dwell in you and do your will forever. Lord, remove all altar of flesh that wants to keep me subjected to this world. Lord, arise and fight my battles for me. Give me testimonies over all challenges. Ancient of Days, destroy every plan set to make life unbearable for me, physically or spiritually. Ancient of Days, erase all evil ordinance written against your plans for me. Lord, give me grace to stay focused, even when the tides of life become fierce in any aspect. Lord, I lift the vessel used for these daily prayers all impacted by eternal household unto you. Do that which you alone can do in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Abba Father, for answered prayers in Jesus' name. Let's move on to daily confession. Sin shall not have dominion over me. I am operating upon the word of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by faith that Jesus is so am I in this world. God has given me grace to overcome in all areas. He has increased his zeal in me. I do not live an ordinary life. In Christ I live, move, and have my being. Grace has spoken for me in all aspects of life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's today's prayer from being inspired by his word. Today is the 17th of February 2023. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus loves you so much. Always walk by faith and not by sight. Don't forget to be a blessing to someone by sharing this.